You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 143.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
And welcome to our Fast Friday episode here on the Blissful Bites podcast. I'm so excited you are here with us. I hope you've really enjoyed the episode from earlier in the week with Lee and Monique from the Healthy Glow Collective. It's so inspiring when I get to talk to two really motivationally successful entrepreneurs at the same time. I really, really love being able to support them and what they're doing. But you already know that because that's why you're here, because you enjoy the same thing. So today, what I wanted to talk about is the underlying theme of the summit that just finished. That was the Food Entrepreneur Summit. I put it on for the first week and a half in January. We had so much fun, the community just getting to know each other and grow together and really forward our blog and our businesses and really figure out what we need to be doing for the next 3 months of the year. I wanted to share a common theme with you because I just feel like it's so important. If you want to check out the masterclasses, the 18 different masterclasses, then you still can. You can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit and you can grab them there. So you can really, really start to figure out how to move your blog forward. So the underlying theme I want to talk about today is really, really, really figuring out what your audience wants from you. You have to really figure out what your audience wants, why they're coming to you, and what makes you unique. Why are you set apart from everyone else? When you're able to answer those questions, you're really going to see a lot of growth and engagement in your blog. And the reason why is because you're going to switch your framework from delivering information and content that you think your readers want and that you're doing for you versus solving a problem for your reader. Now, let me just get this out of the way. If you're writing your blog for you, and that is totally fine. If your mission is to just have a journal or have a place to be for you to get out whatever you need to get out, then that is completely fine. But if you're trying to run your blog like a business, you need to be delivering content and information for your readers to help them solve the problems that they have. So the first thing you can actually do to figure this out, and it's the easiest thing to do, is actually talk to your readers. And I've talked about it before on the podcast. Get on the phone, send them a survey, send them an email. P.S., a pro tip, the phone is the easiest way to do this. And really figure out, what are they struggling with? What are the pain points? Why do they even come to you in the first place? And like Monique and Lee talked about on the podcast, they had a vision of what they thought the Healthy Glow Collective was going to be. And once they started asking their community, it shifted. So don't make assumptions about your audience. Really, really figure out what they want from you and not what you think they want. Knowledge is power. And once you make that mindset shift, you will see a big change in your blog. So once you figure out those pain points, once you figure out how you can solve the problems of your readers, what can you do with that? Well, there's a lot of things you can do with that information. I really suggest the first thing you can start to do is just create a blog series around that information. What do they want to hear about? How can you solve their problems? And start from there. Get out a good old pen and paper and start brainstorming ideas for blog posts. And then you can use this information, this content, for your emails, your weekly emails that you're going to be sending out. You can use them for your social media posts. You can use them for your blog posts. And another thing, a lot of times we think that more is more and more is better. And really, coming from a teaching standpoint, it's not really more is better. Your audience wants little chunks of digestible information that they can take action on. So don't make a crazy long blog post. Talk about one thing that they can take action with and they can have success with. And then that will start to help them engage and build trust with you. So four things you can do once you figure out the main pain points of your readers. You can create blog posts with them. You can create emails and start sending them a tip a week. You can create social media posts, and you can actually start to create a product or a service that solves their problem. So I really, really want you to figure out why your readers are coming to you and what problem you can solve for them. And start to make this shift with your blog and really, really treat it like a business if that's what you want to do. So that's all I got today. I just wanted to talk to you about this big, big theme that came across in the summit that you really need to figure out who your readers are, what their problems are, and how you can solve those problems. I really would love you to watch these 18 videos. So go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit. You can download them right there. And just so you know what's coming up on these Fast Fridays, I'm going to be talking a lot about email marketing and lead generation over the next month or so. So get ready next week. I'm going to be talking all about ConvertKit, how I use it, and why I use it in my business, and how I have really, really increase my email list with the help of ConvertKit. So get ready for that. And don't forget, come join us in the Blissful Bites community. You can search Blissful Bites on Facebook, or you can go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/community. Let me know how this goes for you, and let me know what you figure out about your audience. See you later.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.